everyone. Welcome back to Mercy Talk. This is Melanie Wise.
And this is Jen Otero. And we are excited to kick off the month of May as we shift gears into a whole new topic. The entire month of May, we're going to be discussing the importance of being healthy as someone that is helping other people. And so we have talked about calling this being a healthy helper, which hopefully that won't aggravate you too much by the time May comes to a close. But we think it's somewhat memorable. So we want to be healthy helpers. And so we're going to be discussing different points along the way of why it's important and how to be someone who is healthy as an individual, so then you have more to give away. And so one of the different concepts of being a healthy helper is really delving into the importance of a healthy understanding of God. We really need to start there because we can work through all sorts of stuff in our world and we can have lots of training or whatever it may be. But if it comes down to the root and the core that you don't have a healthy understanding of who God is, especially based on what we believe here at Mercy, that He is the one who is the one who is the healer, and He brings all the good stuff into our lives. If you don't understand who He truly is, it's going to really hinder your ability to help others.
You know, and one of the things that we say a lot around here is saying that says there's, you know, you can only take someone as far as you have come, or we say around here also free people. But, you know, just the idea of you really only being able, especially when it comes to what we're talking about today, and just your concept of who God is, you're only going to be able to bring someone as close to Him as close to you've gone, you know? And so it's really important. It's something, I don't know, I just feel like this whole topic that we're going to be covering this month is something that can be so easily overlooked. You know, at our workshops that we do, we have a whole session on just safeguarding yourself as a helper and how to stay healthy. And people are like, oh, I don't ever really even think about this piece. We're just so concentrated on helping others that you forget, like, especially with what we're talking about today, it is so important that you have a good, healthy, true understanding of who the healer is if you're going to actually be trying to lead someone to Him.
That's right.
And so I just feel like it's so easily overlooked, but it's so, so, so vitally important that we do the things that we need to do to stay healthy ourselves. And as we're discussing today, have a healthy understanding of who God is. And so, you know, I think if you're struggling with your understanding of who He is because of your own story and your own experiences in life, it's going to really hinder your ability to help others receive the healing that they need. And, you know, there's just so many different misconceptions that we could have, especially from our own stories and from our own past. You know, if we've gone through some really hard, difficult things in our own lives, which everybody has at some level, you know, you can really start to believe some of those lies about His nature and about who He is, that He isn't trustworthy, that He cannot be truly trusted and you can't fully surrender to Him because He's just not fully one to be trusted. Or that He actually is, a lot of people can struggle with that idea. And we talked some about this, I think, last month, but just that He is the author of our difficult circumstances, that He's the one who planned that, that He's the one who willed that into our life. And when you believe that God actually wrote and authored the hard, painful circumstances of your life, then you're going to have a little bit of a twisted view of His nature. And so there's just different things like that, you know, even just people who have struggled with the idea that, you know, especially from their own experiences, their own dad, that He's controlling and harsh, or that He doesn't have a tenderness and compassion towards us, you know, but that He's like this ruling dictator up there, you know, who looks on us with no heart and no compassion. And so, you know, just so many different, I mean, I could go on and on and on about all the different misconceptions that people can have about Him. But whenever you don't have a true picture of who He is, it's going to really alter the way that you work with other people and help other people.
That's right. And if you don't really understand His true heart for you, then how are you going to help others understand His heart for them? You know, there's just that reality of understanding that He is a good Father. And I think that the thing that I often teach, and it was that when I counsel or when I'm in conversation with people who are struggling with misconceptions about God or don't have a healthy understanding of Him, I think for me, it starts with that process in my own life. So there's nothing that I'm more passionate about than people understanding that He's a good Father. But the only reason I can give that away is because I work that through my own life and look through some of that. But to really come to a point of understanding, okay, the truth of who God is not connected to my circumstances. And so when we can quickly understand where those misconceptions come from, we're able to then be positioned to really get that healing in our own lives and then to be positioned to help other people heal. And so sometimes we can, it's important that we really start by going, okay, where do these misconceptions come from? And I think often, as you already mentioned, and as I just said,
first and foremost, it often comes from our family unit. When you look at mom and dad in different circumstances, if you're raised in a really legalistic background, you know, when you really look at that core family unit and you're able to look and go, okay, these are the things that I was taught. These are the relationships that I had with people in my life. God set up our family unit to be a representation of the Trinity. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that he set it up. And so if my father is controlling or harsh or really passive and disconnected, I'm automatically going to be raised in such a way that I believe Father God is the same way. Mm-hmm. It's often very similar as well with Holy Spirit and our mother. If our mom is really controlling and difficult or is not very comforting and caring, we're going to have a hard time really trusting the Holy Spirit is that way.
Yeah.
And often they say as well that Jesus is often like our siblings. So if you have a lot of issues with your siblings, sometimes Jesus is not, you're not real sure what you think about him. Now that's not always cut and dry, but right. I have seen over time that there are really some consistencies in the way that our family unit can really cause us to have a representation of the different portions of the Trinity in such a way that is so not true mm-hmm. to who they are.
So interesting.
And I will even say there's times when I'm in a session or counseling through with someone where they will say, okay, I'm cool with Jesus, but I have a really hard time with Father God. So I don't make them pray to the Father. We don't go there. We just focus on Jesus for a while mm-hmm. until that trust and that connectivity is built. So then they're able to begin to go, okay, I'm ready to start working through these issues with, you know, the other parts of the Trinity. And the beautiful part of God is that he's very like secure. He's cool. He's all right if there's certain portions of the Trinity that we need to work through. But to really be a healthy helper and to be someone that's really a healthy child of God, we want to make sure that we're looking at all three parts of the Trinity and we're not just creating this God concept and not really breaking it down and looking at those different portions and those different parts of who he is, because each portion of the Trinity brings something so special into relationship and into healing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's so easy for people to maybe even be aware of the fact that they maybe kind of struggle. Mm-hmm. I actually was having this conversation with some people recently who said, yeah, you know, I've never really been able to call him Father.
Like, right.
I just can't do that. I can't go there. I don't know that sometimes people even realize the ramifications of that on their own life. You mm-hmm. know, it's kind of like, well, I can deal with him as, you know, Holy Spirit, Jesus, I'm cool with, but that whole Father God thing, I just can't do it. And then they just go on with their business as if that's not going to really have a significant impact on their life.
Yep.
And so I think it's just important to realize that is going to color mm-hmm. so much of your world, so much of your relationship with the Lord when you can't connect with one of yeah. those aspects of him in that mm-hmm. way. And so I feel like it's not something to just kind of like cast aside and like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, I just don't really like that part. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to I'll just go with what I like,
you know,
or what I'm comfortable with. And so I feel like people need to understand mm-hmm. the weight of that and what that can affect in their own life, and especially how that's going to affect the way they help.
It's so true. And I think, I know for me on the back end of that, I now look back and I'm so grateful I walked that process. But on the front end, you don't really fully understand what you're missing until you get to a place of healing. You're like, oh my gosh, this has opened up a whole new level in my life with the Lord, let alone in my marriage, as a mom, as a counselor, as a friend. Like, it completely mm-hmm. blows open a whole new level of our identity when we understand who we are to mm-hmm. the Lord. And I think, too, sometimes folks can come from a really great background. Say your family's in a really good spot. You were raised in a good church. Like, there wasn't a lot of family issue. But I've seen also that authority figures can also bring in a lot of issue when it comes to the Lord. Let's mm-hmm. say you have a coach or a teacher or somewhere along the line, there's hurt or there's issues. Sometimes that can really then be translated into the Lord and into our relationship with him, because ultimately he is our authority figure. Mm-hmm. His authority does have a huge say. And I would even submit that sometimes that can even impact our understanding of our authority in the Lord. That when you don't have a healthy understanding of what true, safe authority is, it's hard to trust God. And therefore, how we miss out on the authority we then carry as mm-hmm. children of God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That authority thing can get really wonky sometimes. Yeah. So I would submit that that's another area, because I've seen some people come out of really good families, but they've hit some really hard authority issues along the way and a lot of hurts and difficulty. And because of that, that translates into how they see God and their relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the third thing to kind of keep an eye out for, because hopefully our listeners know at this point, we want to be very practical. We don't want to just go, well, you need to have a healthy understanding of God. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
But to really be able to assess, like, okay, how do I even begin to mm-hmm. look at this? Because it's not a conscious thought. I don't really trust God because of it. It really does take some heart work
right.
and some prayer work. work. But I think also looking just at circumstances along our lives, you know, if you've lost someone or there's been a tragedy or an area of trauma or a lot of time grief and loss, you know, if someone dies in your family or in your a close friend, there can be a lot of difficulty with that place of going, okay, where was God and how can he be good? And, you know, asking those hard questions based on our circumstances and allowing him to have a voice into that and not just assuming that, like you said earlier, he's the author of it or he was okay with it or, you know, he just sits back passively and allows these things to happen, that there's just a reality of the fallen world we live in and choices and just hard stuff, but understanding that he's still a really good, good God and he is in control, but he loves us so much. So yeah. I think those are kind of the three things I usually encourage people to look at is family, authority figures, and then just circumstances along the way and how those have then caused us to see or to believe God to be someone that he is not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so, so good even to hear you talking about just how Father God was hard for you. And I just know even from witnessing you talk to people and the way that you speak and just the way that you carry that love for him and that acknowledgement of who he is in that way, how you pass that on to people with, I don't even know that you even realize sometimes how well you do that. And so I was talking earlier about how important it is that people address these things whenever they come to light, because it's really going to affect you personally. But I don't even know that people understand, too, how much they do pass that stuff on without realizing it. So whenever you have that area of disconnect, not only is it affecting you, but it really is truly getting passed through you to other people. And you really will sometimes be completely unaware of it. And I can say that also just in, you know, acknowledging the way that you carry that now and how you, I don't even know that you understand the ramifications of how when you connected with him as Father God, how that has affected the way that you minister to other people and help them. And even just, I think, of conversations that you and I've had where, you know, you just speak that into my own life. Like just literally that is just coming out of you now because of how much he's shifted that in your own life.
That's so awesome. Thanks,
I just feel like that's such a big piece that we can so quickly overlook, or we just don't want to go there. We don't want to deal with it, but it affects everything. And so I even just think too about how sometimes it just takes shining some light on different areas of your life to even recognize where places were off or where things were dark or things weren't true. And so sometimes, as cliche as this is, it's just like, if you just start getting yourself into the Word and you start seeing what the Word says about who he is, and if there's a part where when you're reading in Scripture and there's a part where you're like, I don't see that in him. I actually don't really think I connect with that whenever it says that this about God, whatever it might be, then that's an area right there where you might just want to press pause and like kind of dig into that a little bit further. And so sometimes it's just going to the truth to find out what does the Bible say about who God is? And if there's places where I am not connecting with it, then that might be an area that I need to explore a little bit more.
And I would add to that too. I think, you know, we're not ever going to be big ones that say, you know, allow your emotions to lead out or let them be too much of an indicator. But I know for me, I would get angry about the idea of using Father in prayer. Like there was certain, like people who would say Daddy God or Papa, that's, I was like, what is wrong with you people? Like that really, I had a hard, hard time with that. Pay attention to that stuff. If there are things when you're being taught at church or people pray a certain way, or there's things that you just have an emotional response to that is not peaceful and, you know, you get angry or frustrated or whatever. Don't ignore those things, because I know for me that was a huge indicator where I realized, wow, I really have some stuff that I am putting off on God that has nothing to do with him. But it was really, really hindering, like we've said, my relationship with the Lord. But I think for me, sometimes it was that emotional response that I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was almost sort of surprised by how strongly I felt about certain things that really helped me realize, okay, there's like, some areas I need to work through.
Here.
I need to really focus on some of this. And not even knowing really at this beginning what that all looked like. And I think sometimes this is a whole new area for people that they may not even have a real awareness of. I don't think this is something that's taught a lot in church. I don't think it's, you know, something you hear about in Bible studies a lot. We talk about a lot of other things, but I think that place of going, okay, how do I really see God? Like, what is my true understanding of him based on what I've experienced and what I walk through? But how this unlocks a whole nother level in who we are, you know, as believers.
So I also just want to encourage our listeners, if you were not listening into the podcast last month, on March 31st, I believe, there was a show that we did with one of our staff members here, Hazel, and she shared a story that I think so resonates with this. She shared about how in her healing journey, specifically during her time here at Mercy, there was a point where she realized, I'm okay with Father God piece, but I am this whole Jesus man thing, like men are bad. They've only done bad to me. They've only harmed. And so I can't go there. And how she tells this whole story about how when that thing kind of got shooken up in her life and she started to realize kind of what a weight that was on her. And whenever the Lord healed that of her, like literally it changed everything in her journey. Everything shifted in that moment. And so I just think, again, not only do we realize the ramifications negatively that that has on our life, but then whenever we can break through the change and the shift that can happen that we don't even realize is on the other side of it, you know, is just so huge. And so I just encourage people, you shared about, you know, your experience with learning to connect with Father God. And then, you know, she shares about her being able to connect with Jesus as man, you know? And so I just think that those are two really, really powerful testimonies of what can happen when someone really will kind of go there and really kind of go after that thing. So we just encourage you to go back and listen. And I just also encourage you to just find people in your life. If you feel like, man, there are some areas where I am just not connecting with the Lord or a certain aspect or characteristic of the Lord, you know, I just really encourage you to just find people who can surround you and encourage you and pray for you and make sure that you're finding people who you feel like this person has a really healthy understanding of who God really is, who can speak into those places in your life and just give God, you know, that space.
It's so true. And I would just add lastly that exactly what you just said, Mel, that I know for me, I was like, Lord, I don't have a dad figure in my life to learn this from. So I'm going to need you to teach me. And it was amazing how I just had no point of reference. He started to give me point of reference. A lot of that was through my husband with my daughter. But then there were other relationships and people along the way where he would point it out and go, did you see that? That's a representation and a reflection of who I am to you. Then I had a choice to go, okay, am I going to believe that and begin to then connect with him in that way? And so understanding that the Lord is so committed to make sure that we have a good, healthy understanding of who he is. He doesn't want us to have misconceptions of who he is, of course. And so when we really choose to give him the space to come in to begin to teach us some new things and to break open our understanding of who he is, he will do it. And you will be blown away by the healing he brings. But it really is not getting so much in your head, but allowing the Lord to surround you with the right people and to teach you the things that you don't know and allowing it just to be a teaching space. It's a really, really sweet place with the Lord that he's so faithful to walk out with us.
Well, I will actually encourage people then as we sign off today to go to our website, because we just recently uploaded to our Freedom Tools page on our website. There is a PDF that you can download, print off, called Hearing the Voice of God.
That's right.
And so we just kind of talk through the importance of being able to hear from the Lord and giving him space to speak into your life. And this can be a real area where he can really do some awesome work on your heart. If you'll just give him that space to speak to you. And we even have some ideas of God questions that you can ask him on that document. So if you go to mercymultiplied.com and then go to, I think it's under resources, and click on Freedom Tools, and you'll be able to find that and quite a few other different tools that might be helpful for you. So we just encourage you to check that out. And we'll be kind of continuing on this idea of being a healthy helper throughout the rest of this month. So we just encourage you to check back with us next Thursday, and we'll look forward to continuing on with the series.